Okay, so my name is Gary Edward Schultz, or Eddie from the Eddie, and I'm here because I'm one of the municipal election candidates for councilman or counselor.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, aside from politics in the city, just so people can get to know who you are as a person, maybe a hobby, a passion, what you do in your spare time.
Yeah, absolutely. So like most people, I moved to Revelstoke because I love the mountains. I spend any time that I'm not with my family, my two little kids that are 2 and 4, I spend skiing and sledding or biking, dirt biking, anything I can do to be outside.
And why are you running for council?
I find that as I mature and I spend more time with my kids, now that we've, you know, gotten into purchasing a house and fixing that up, I find politics are more and more applicable to my everyday life, and I'm following along. And I think with everything that's happened in the last few years, the world's becoming more and more polarized. And I don't think that there's any one straightforward answer to anything going on. And any time that somebody is polarized with their opinion, I find myself playing devil's advocate to try and understand the other side. So I think now's a great time to contribute to that and hopefully come up with some great solutions for the town.
Why should people vote for you?
I think that I'm relatable. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm new to the town. I'm fighting the good fight of trying to afford my house and afford the lifestyle that everyone's after. Got two little kids, so schools and groups and everything that the town has to offer there is super relatable. I've worked in a lot of the industries around town. I've worked in forestry. I've worked in construction. While I was paying off my student debts, I worked up north and had to do shift work. I've worked in manufacturing. And so I think I can relate to the vast majority of everyone in the town.
And tell me an issue that you see in Revelstoke that you will try to address if you get elected.
So I don't think that I have a focal point to my angle or my approach to this election. There isn't any one issue that I'm hyper focused to or that I think is the biggest, baddest priority. I really think it's that there's so much going on. There are so many contributors to the local economy. There's so many decisions to be made in the balance of environment or the economy or the different businesses around town. So I don't think that there's one. I know that housing is a big thing for everyone here, whether it's the 5 to 10 people a day that are applying for a place to rent, or it's trying to figure out how to develop or how to incentivize. I know that's a big issue, but I'm looking forward to all of those conversations.
How have you been preparing, if you are elected, to be ready for the job?
So leading up to the election, I have mentioned in my introduction on the Facebook community page that I am new, and so I have a lot to learn. I've been participating in these conversations in Invermere, where I recently moved from and had lived in for the last 8 years. But I do have some very close friends of mine that are part of the current city council and work for the city, and plenty of other friends that are dealing with everything that's going on in the world as far as affordability. And so we've been talking every lunch hour and every night, kind of making sure that I understand everything that's going on. There's also, for me, been a big component of preparing myself for the timing commitment. I am quite busy right now with trying to start a daycare for our kids and help a nanny that we hired about 6 months ago. And of course, this is going to take a little more of my time away from hanging out with my kids. And so we're just putting the right places, right things in place so that I'll have time. It also works well with my current career. Right now I'm working Ontario time, so I'm up early, but I'm done work early into the afternoon, and so I'll have that time in the early afternoon to devote to council.
And looking at the people who are running for mayor and council, there's 12 people. 2 of them are women, and 1 of them is a visible ethnic minority. What do you think about this lack of diversity?
Well, I think the fact that you highlighted that there is some diversity, but I think that that's critical. I mean, if we were all coming from the same walks of life, we'd get a whole lot less perspective on the various issues that are going on. So I'm glad to see that there is some diversity, but it's a big commitment to be contributing to something like this. And so I think the fact that we do have 12 and not just 6 or even less goes to show how devoted the town is to pitching in and being involved.